A woman named Sue is surrounded by pamphlets, handouts, and posters. She's holding down the fort with a colleague at the visitor information kiosk in downtown Aspen. Sue says this year feels different.
We feel like it's busy, a lot busier, and people are interested in doing more things, I think, when they're here.
She's been helping out visitors at the booth for at least 6 years now.
It just seems like this summer people are really wanting a lot of information and looking at doing a lot while they're here.
Family events are in high demand, says Sue, and there are many, from Aces events to the music festival to hikes nearby. The Maroon Bells is a top one. There's been some trail closures to prevent any moose encounters, but when it's open, there's a lot of traffic. The 4th of July weekend was one of the busiest in recent years.
The revenue showed that as well, as far as people going up and the parking was overflowing.
Forest Service spokeswoman Martha Moran is with the White River National Forest.
We're seeing record numbers of use levels, whether it is up Maroon Bell Scenic Area, our wilderness trails, our campgrounds are even real full early.
The numbers are still coming in when tallying the official number of tourists spending the night in the Upper Valley. A spokesman for the lodging group Stay Aspen Snowmass said Friday that, anecdotally, there are slightly more people in Aspen this summer, but there are a lot more people staying in Snowmass Village compared to last year. Aspen Skiing Company is in the same boat. SkiCo runs summer activities on Aspen Mountain and Snowmass, and so far it's too early in the season to gauge just how well it's going. In Carbondale, the trend is clear enough to say that business is definitely up this summer compared to recent years. Andrea Stewart is executive director of the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce.
Tourism is up, our lodging tax is up. Both of our hotels have been, if not sold out, very close to selling out.
As anyone passing through Carbondale knows, there's a big chunk of road construction going on. Even that doesn't seem to be hurting business.
So we are tracking close to 2007 numbers. 2008 was our prime, and we're not quite there, but it's definitely up from 2010 to 2012.
In Glenwood Springs, the climb back to pre-recession levels may be even farther along. Marianne Virgili is president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce there.
It's so busy. If everything keeps going like this, we're going to have a record-breaking summer. We are going to be back to our high levels pre-recession and then some.
Already a pleasant outcome for the year so far, with a busy beginning of the summer coming on the heels of a bustling winter season. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.